We're All Mad Here, a Stargate SG-1 fic, written by Star Anis, read by Tsuki Nobara. Sent, 8-11-08. From, Dr. Helen Meyer, Clinical Psychologist, helen.meyer@cheyenne.af.mil. To, Undisclosed Recipients, forward, Things I Wish I Had Known Before I Wrote My Thesis. Please do not forward this particular email. I feel for all the scientists here whose graduate work got tossed entirely out the door when they walked into Stargate Command. Still, you'd think psychology is the same, right? The smart people out there are shaking their heads. Turns out what we think of as healthy is intensely cultural. Not to mention, in my professional opinion, everyone in this entire program is crazy. My doctoral thesis was on dissociative identity disorder following or combined with post-traumatic stress. Apparently, someone thought this would be useful experience when working with Go-Old hosts. After all, isn't it just like having little voices in your head or add-ons to your personality? Let's just put it in the simplest way possible. The hoped-for treatment for DID is to recognize the independent identities and assimilate them back into the core identity. On the other hand, the healthiest hosts I met, other than the Tok'ra, wanted nothing to do with a megalomaniac sociopath in their heads. Contrary to popular belief around here, being a host is not the worst thing that can ever happen to you. In some cases, deciding you don't want to be like a Go-Old is a definite personality improvement. Still, I'm definitely glad that my core counseling skills are still useful. Most of my work is still with Earthborn humans. I think I know what's going on with them. Most of the time. Helen. Personal Therapy Progress Notes. Sergeant Ryan Nerucci, Session 3. Session Objectives. Explore feelings of resistance towards disclosure about the subordination incident of October 6th. Encourage seeking help from outside sources. Comrades, unit commander, base chaplain, grandmother. Session Synopsis. Attempted to demonstrate the social supports mind map building exercise. Exercise prevented when client initiated self-disclosure about childhood incidents and resisted redirection. When he mentioned his aunt as a possible source of support, he affected a show of extreme grief and began a long story from when he was 3 about losing a tricycle he loved and his aunt's dog running away. Client attempted to apply psychodynamic principles to this incident, saying, "I think my Oedipus complex is for dogs." Eventually agreed he should call his grandmother on the weekend. Clinical assessment. Client is fucking with me. Psychological assessment. Dr. Parveen Kader, November 15th follow-up. Subsequent investigation of biological samples taken from the adjacent caves shows the pollen to have noted psychoactive properties with noted tendencies to disinhibition and increased sexual arousal. This disfavors psychosocial factors for the incident in question. As the client is no longer under the influence of the biological agent and is pointedly undistressed about either her behavior or its consequences, I have no problems recommending that treatment be discontinued and that she be given a clean bill of health as part of her exit evaluation of the program. Client admitted her engagement to Captain Salinas was impulsive, but said, "It's something I've been thinking about for a long time." Sent, 17-11-08. Received, 21-11-08, in data burst 1809. From, Dr. Helen Meyer, Clinical Psychologist, helen.meyer@cheyenne.af.mil. To, Jennifer Keller, MD, jennifer.keller@us.af.mil. Dear Dr. Keller, please see the attached consulting summaries. Short version. Re, case file 32876. No, it's supposed to work that way. Re, case file 32881. NFL finals were last weekend. Do you know who he cheers for? Re, case file 31573. Definitely time to end his tour. Do you need anything else? Best wishes, Dr. Helen Meyer. Personal journal. November 22, 2008. Session today with one of my civilian clients who I've been seeing for post-program adjustment and alcohol abuse issues. I mentioned that when I was writing up the last session 2 weeks ago, I noticed that we'd hit the one-year anniversary of our client-therapist relationship. He said, "You should have told me. We could have gone for a drink to celebrate." We both laughed a little too long. From Dr. Helen Meyer, clinical psychologist, Suite 102-1407 Briargate Boulevard, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80920, November 25th, 2008. 2. Judge Samantha Long, El Paso County Judicial Building, 270 South Tejon, P.O. Box 2980, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80901. Re. Case 2008-G5412. Your Honor, I am a clinical psychologist licensed to practice in the state of Colorado, currently under contract to the United States Air Force. I have in the past assessed and treated Lieutenant Nathan Green for acute stress disorder following an incident which occurred in November of 2007. Attached to this document is a copy of my 2000 assessment of his psychological functioning. I am not responsible for any redactions. They were made by Air Force intelligence sensors as the incident occurred under classified circumstances. Lieutenant Green works in a very high-stress environment as an Air Force officer. While I am limited in my ability to accurately describe the conditions of his current assignment, I would ask you to consider him as being under similar stress as a soldier currently deployed overseas. In light of this exceptional stress, I myself am quite grateful that his only maladaptive response has been his November 5th exhibition in the Garden of the Gods. Lieutenant Green was in the company of several other service members and civilian contractors, all of whom had consumed alcohol when the bonfire was built. I do not deny that he had a large hand in instigating the fire, but there is no evidence that he was responsible for the inclusion of high explosives in the kindling. The stuffed snakes included in the fire had significant symbolic and psychological value to all service members and contractors involved, and I believe that for Lieutenant Green, it was a moment of significant psychological healing. I hope that when you consider Lieutenant Green's case, you will keep the attached report in mind and act with respect for an esteemed officer of the United States Air Force. Sincerely, Dr. Helen Meyer. Scribbled on a piece of paper left in Nathan Green's inbox. Nathan, you owe me. Helen. Shopping list. Chicken breasts, asparagus, russet potatoes, cheddar, laundry detergent, vodka, vodka, vodka.